I want to share a message with you today.
今天我要跟你们分享的信息
called Overcoming Dishonor and Shame.
主题叫做胜过羞辱跟羞愧。
Let me just share first a couple of stories.
那我先跟你分享几个故事。
Because I found everywhere I go,
因为你就会发现不论我去到哪
people are struggling to overcome some areas of shame in their life.
都会发现人的生命里面或多或少都在挣扎羞愧。
I was in, recently in Venezuela.
我最近去到委内瑞拉。
And there was a young woman came and spoke to us.
那就有一位年轻的女子来找我们讲话。
And through the interpreter, she told me,
那透过翻译她告诉我
that she'd been in a lesbian relationship and broken up, and then she was struggling with pornography.
她过去呢跟一个女生在一起同性恋的关系然后分手现在在色情挣扎。
And I could see the disapproval of the interpreter.
其实她讲完以后我都觉得翻译的脸上就是一种不认同她的
表情。And I asked the Lord, what is it we should be praying for?
我就问主那我该为她怎么祷告
Because God looks on the heart.
因为神看的是人的心。
And we look on the outside of people.
可是我们人呢，常常看的人。
Sometimes it looks very good, but it isn't inside.
有时候看起来外表都很好，可是心里面可能不是这么回事。
Sometimes it looks very bad.
有时候看起来外表就是很糟糕。
But it's not that bad inside.
可是其实里面没那么坏。
The Lord, I spoke to the lady.
我就跟那位姐妹说。
I asked the interpreter, ask her about her father.
我就请翻译问她说，你跟你父亲。
And her relationship with her father.
问问她的父亲跟他们之间的关系。
And she began to cry.
我一问她就哭了。
And then she stopped crying.
她就开始哭。
And she said, my father has abused me and dishonored me from when I was a very young girl.
她说我从小的时候我父亲就是虐待我然后很不尊荣我。
And the things that happened to me were so shameful.
所以在我的里面我常常感觉到羞愧。
I said, can you forgive him?
我就问她那你愿不愿意饶恕父亲
Because unforgiveness keeps you locked into the things that brought the shame to you.
因为不饶恕呢反而会把你自己困在这些让你羞愧的事情里。
So I led her through a prayer to forgive.
我就带领她做这个饶恕的祷告
and to let go the bitterness and shame,
把苦毒跟这些的羞愧放掉
and the power of God came and touched her very strongly.
神的大能就大大的临到她触摸了她
and you could see literally a change in her countenance.
你真的从她脸上都可以看得出她不一样了
because of an encounter with God.
只因为她经历到了神
and the Lord lifted the shame,
然后主就使这个羞愧离开她
took away the defilement,
然后把这些的侮辱
and lifted the shame of even the things she had been doing.
从她的生命里面挪去然后也挪去生命里面那些羞愧感
God always looks at our heart.
你知道神总是看我们的心。
People are created for honor.
人受造其实就是要得荣耀。
When God created man,
当人被造的时候
He created us in his image.
神是用他的形象样式造了我。
God is full of honor and majesty.
就是充满了荣耀跟尊荣。
And he clothed the original man with his honor.
然后他用这些的荣耀好像包覆着我们。
The loss of that honor,
那但是当我们失去这个尊荣失去了这个荣耀以后人们开始经历羞愧
has been a source of problems for people all through history.
就开始你在历史上面看到人的生命里面开始经历到这些的问题
So let me just talk a little bit about the ministry of Jesus.
那我想要来跟你谈谈耶稣是怎么服侍人的
Because Jesus came with a message of the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣来就是要带下一个天国的信息
His desire that our hearts would change
他的心就是我们的心能够翻转
And we would experience the blessings of living in the kingdom under his rule
他渴望我们都能够经历当他神国治理的时候我们能够经历到的一切
So Jesus the king came to earth
耶稣是一位王他来到这世上
To demonstrate what the kingdom of God is like
要展现给我们看那到底在天上神的国是怎样
Different from any other governmental system
这跟我们地上所熟悉一切治理都不一样
In most governmental systems, people are used.
在我们大部分的这些统治的权威底下，我们都看到人是被利用。
But in the kingdom of God, people are valued.
可是，在神的国里面，人是被尊荣的，被看重的。
So Jesus came to demonstrate that people are of enormous value to God, even if they're broken.
所以，耶稣来就是要让我们看到。
Let me read something.
即便人好像经历到失败、跌倒，可是神还是非常的看重他们。我们来看几节经文。
In Luke 15 and verse 1 and 2.
路加福音十五章的一到二节
The tax collectors and the sinners drew near to Jesus to hear him.
众税吏和罪人都接近挨近耶稣要听他讲道
And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, This man welcomes sinners and even eats with them.
法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭
So notice in this passage here,
你就看到我们刚读的这个经文
This is something that Jesus was severely criticized for.
耶稣在这个故事当中很严重的被人议论
What happened was, it says, the tax collectors and the sinners came near to him.
他为什么被批评成这样？因为有税吏跟这些罪人临到他
The tax collectors were the worst people of all.
他们 埃及堂，但税吏是最被看不起的。
They were treated as traitors.
因为人们看税吏就觉得是叛徒。
Serving the Roman government and taking taxes and corrupt as well.
他们是犹太人，可是却是服侍罗马帝国，然后又贪污。
These tax collectors, they're the worst ones.
所以呢，税吏你可以说是罪人中最糟糕的。
Everyone else is just sinners.
其他人就叫罪人。
And they all came.
然后他们都来。
And it says he welcomed them.
然后他说他接待他们。
Received them.
然后接待他们，欢迎他们。
And he ate with them.
然后跟他们一同坐席。
And in that culture, to eat with people.
你要知道，在那个文化里，跟人一同坐席吃饭就是尊荣的意思。
To eat with a rabbi, an important person, is a great honor.
那特别对于能够跟拉比重要人士吃饭是很尊荣。
Rabbis never ate with people, ordinary people.
所以拉比一般大家是不会随便跟同普通人坐下来吃饭。
They wouldn't even speak to women.
那如果特别对女人说话。
They even prayed. I thank God I'm not born a woman.
他们不跟女人说话，然后还 祷告说：“哦，感谢神，我生来不是个女人。”
Or a Gentile.
然后或者是不是个外邦人。
Jesus confronted that religious culture.
所以你可以说，耶稣就是在对抗、抵制这样子的文化。
Which divided people up.
那好像是会
more valuable, less valuable.
会去分类人的尊荣等级。
This is why they criticized him.
这是为什么他们会来议论耶稣
？Because he showed honor and valued people that did nothing to deserve it.
因为呢，耶稣尊荣了那些别人觉得不配的人，但他尊荣了他们。
We are used to honor being earned. We have to work to get it.
你知道，我们很习惯认为说尊荣你是要赢得，你要做点什么来证明的。
But God places honor on us because of who we are.
可是神只因着我们的琐事就尊荣了我们。
So Jesus welcomes people.
所以耶稣欢迎人
he shares with them,
他跟他们一起
he values them by the attention he gives to them.
透过你看耶稣有多么注意他们你就知道他多看重这些人
Honor is one of the characteristics of the kingdom of God.
所以神的国里面尊荣就是其中一个属性
Now there are three major sources of honor.
那尊荣呢有三个来源
The firstimportant source of honor
第一个尊荣的来源
is God himself.
就是神他自己
God himself is full of honor.
神就是充满了荣耀尊荣。
And he created us to represent him.
那他造我们其实是要来代表他。
To treat people like he would treat them.
然后呢对人可以用神对人的方式。
To value people like he would value them.
神怎么样看重人我们理当该怎么看重人。
One of the greatest ways that you can value people.
其中的一个最能够尊荣人的方式。
Is by welcoming them.
就是呢去欢迎人。
Accepting them.
接待人。
Listening to them.
接纳然后聆听他们。
And communicating in words or actions.They have value.
并且透过你的话语，透过你的言行，去告诉对方说你很看重他们。
Honor is your gift to people.
你知道尊荣其实是你可以白白给人的。
If you think there's not much honor available, you'll measure it out only to those who deserve it.
就是如果我们发现到说，哎，我们好像没有常常尊荣，是因为你会去论断人的价值值不值得你尊荣。
So every person,
每一个人
，no matter how broken they may be,
我要再说，不论他的生活多么破碎
，has value because they are made in the image of God.
不论他的生命多么破碎，但因他有神的形象样式
，so you have value.
都有价值，你有价值。
You have value because of who you really are.
你很重要，因为你的所事。
A spirit being made in the image of God.
你是有神的形象样式的一个属灵人。
In God's eyes, you are of enormous value.
所以在神的眼中，你有着极大的价值。
How much value?
那你说有多大的价值
？How much value do you have?
我到底有多有价值呢？
See how much honor is in your life.
那我就要看你的生命里面多有
尊荣。This is how much Jesus valued you.
那你就会知道说耶稣有多看重你。
He left heaven and came to earth.
你知道他特别从天上到这地上。
And he died on the cross.
为你死在十架上。
The Bible tells us in 1 Peter.
圣经在彼得前书里面那里说。
That we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣以他的宝血重价买赎回来。
You can tell the value of something.
你看一个东西有没有价值。
By how much you pay for it.
就看你愿意付多少的价格。
If it's very valuable, you pay a big price.
如果它很有重要性，你一定会付上很大代价。
A small price.
那如果你觉得它不太重要，你就不太付什么代价。
If you pay a big price.
如果付到很大代价。
It's because it represents big value to you.
就表示你有多么看重它。
God paid the ultimate price.
而神付上是极大的价值。
Jesus gave up his life on the cross.
是耶稣直接在十架上付上生命代价。
So no matter whether you're doing good or bad.
意思是今天不论你做好做坏。
Your life is in good condition or bad condition.
你的生命是在一个好的光景还是不好的光景。
That has nothing to do with your value.
这些都与你的价值无关。
Your value is seen. You're made in the image of God.
你的价值就在于你是神的形象样式所造。
And your value is seen in the price God would pay to rescue you.
以及看耶稣，神愿意为你付上多大代价，就决定了你的价值。
A third source of our value.
你知道我一开始讲到这个价值
is the purpose that God has for our life.
我之所以讲价值，第三个就是神对我们生命的心意。
A bottle of water has some purpose.
那你知道这个水也有它的用意，
But one of these speakers a different purpose.
这个监听又有它不同的功用。
One is a much greater purpose than the others.
那好像有一个重要性比较多。
So the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2,
在以弗所书二章
and verse 10,
第十节那里
，You are God's workmanship.
讲到说我们都是神手中的工作。
You are a fine piece.Of art God is working on.
而且呢，是神在精心制作的一个杰作。
When you go to a museum,
当你去到博物馆
，you can see the work that goes into making a masterpiece.
你可以看到那些被展示出来的杰作，大师作
品。You are a masterpiece.
你是大神的作品。
Created for a purpose.
神造你有他美好的心意。
There is no one called to do the things you're called to do.
你知道神呼召你要做的事是没有别人要做的。
So that makes you very unique.
没有别人能做，所以这是为什么你这么特别。
Ephesians 2:10.
以弗所书二章十节。
Created in Christ.
讲到说我们在基督里被造成。
For good works that God prepared before for you.
成就神预备我们要去做的善功。
And the fourth reason we have value.
第四个我们之所以有价值的原因。
Is because of the person who comes to live in our life.
是因为有一个人他愿意居住在我们的生命里。
God Himself comes to dwell within us.
那人是谁？就是神自己居住在我们里面。
We become a host or a house for the presence of God.
我们是神同在的殿，是他的居所。
So these are the sources of true value.
所以这些都证明了我们的价值所在。
The value people place on you.
人们给你的价值。
It can change very easily.
有可能是随便，有可能更改。
You see that in the movie industry.
那我们就看电影业。
Today famous and honored, tomorrow gone.
今天就是非常的有名，明天可能没有人知道他。
The honor you can get from people.
你从人那里得到的荣耀。
Is very temporary.
其实是短暂的。
The honor that comes from God.
但是从神来的荣耀尊荣。
Lasts for an eternity.
才能够在永恒中吃到永远。
Our focus,
所以我们是要专注在
We would not seek to please people,
就是不是想着要去取悦人
but seek for the honor that comes from God and God alone.
而是要寻求单单从神来的荣耀跟尊荣
What about dishonor?
那你说这个羞辱又是怎么回事
The word honor is the word meaning to have value.
我们刚刚讲到尊荣代表的价值
It means to be weighty.
代表的是有重量的。
It's often translated glory.
然后甚至有些会翻译为荣耀。
A weight of substance.
就是一个有实有体的价值。
So a person who has honor is weighty and influential.
一个重量表示当一个人受尊荣的时候，他的讲话都有重量的。
The word dishonor is exactly the opposite.
那羞辱呢，就是完全的相反。
It means to be like a vapor.
意思就是好像你知道，烟雾一散就没了。
To have no substance nor lasting value.
没有任何实质存在的价值。
So when people dishonor you,
换句话说，一个人羞辱你。
They treat you as having no value.
他就是把你视为如无物。
They treat you as not being worth anything.
他们觉得你好像是不重要的。
And when we're treated that way,
当我们这样去待人
it can severely wound us.
是有或者是我们这样被对待是会伤受伤的。
Especially if the people who treat us that way are close to us.
特别如果这种羞辱你的人是在你身边很靠近的人。
We're not too worried about other people distant from us.
你知道通常我们不会担心那些跟我们来讲没有什么意义的人。
But to be valued by the people who are near to us,Is important.
可是那些我们身边的人到底看不看重我们，这对我们来说很重要。
To be devalued by them is very, very painful.
如果他们不看重你的价值，这对于一个人来说是很伤的。
And it can so deeply wound people.
甚至会很深的在里面创形成创伤。
That it affects their way of living and relating all their life.
那也会改变他们的生活方式，甚至改变他们跟人的关系。
We'll look at the effects of it shortly.
如果我们来看
，I was in a meeting in Taiwan many years ago.
几年前我在台湾办一个聚会
And there were hundreds of young people
然后呢现场有几百个年轻人
About 300 altogether
应该大概有三百个年轻人
And we'd prayed and ministered and I was just about to go
那我就服侍他们也祷告真的要离开的时候
the Lord spoke to me
主就对我说话
He said I want you to minister healing for shame
他说我要你特别来服侍医治他里面的羞愧感
I want you to pray for them to be set freeFrom shame.
神要我去为他们祷告，好让他们可以从羞愧感里面得自由。
To shame means disgrace or dishonor.
你知道这个羞愧的意思就是我不被尊荣，我被羞辱。
Shame is like a garment that comes around us.
羞辱甚至很羞愧像是一个衣服你穿在身上。
And it conceals who we really are.
然后会让你没有办法看见你真实的身份。
Shame is an identity thief.
然后羞愧就是一个很深刻在我们里面的想法。
It stops you ever fully showing who you are.
它会让你没有办法好好的展现出自己给别人看。
And the Lord spoke to me this.
主这么对我说。
He said they have been scolded in their family.
他就说这群的孩子在家里是一天到晚被骂的。
I said, what does that mean?
我说什么意思？
And he says, words have been used to cut them down and attack their identity.
他就说对他们说出那话语，如同一把刀，好像割了他们，然后夺走了他们身份。
In order to control them，
为 的是要借此来掌控他们。
And he said it has wounded their hearts.
他说那时他们的心受了伤。
So、I want you to talk about that.
那我要你来这样对他们说
话。And show them the only way to get free from that kind of shame and dishonor is through the power of God.
让他们知道唯要脱离这样子的羞愧感的掌控，就是要透过神的大能。
I shared this with them.
我就这么跟他们说了。
On the altar call, everyone came up.
那你知道我后来 呼召回应的时候，每一个人都离开座位。
Quite shocked.
我自己都吓了一跳。
And when we led them to reach out to Jesus,
然后当我带领这群孩子来
to bring their pain to Him,
领受耶稣，然后把自己的伤痛交给他
to bring their shame to Him,
把他们的羞愧感交给他
to forgive those who had cut them down with words,
去饶恕那些过去用话语好像割伤了他们的人。
You'll never be anything.
那个话语说你没用。
You should never be born.
你不可能有成就，你根本连出生都不应该。
It's hard to believe a parent would say that to a child.
你很难相信一个父母怎么会对孩子说这样的话。
Prayed,
你知道我们祷告的时候
and led them to bring forgiveness,
带领他们带下这个饶恕
the Spirit of God came on the, all of them.
神的灵就临在每一个孩子身上
Almost everyone was slain in the Spirit at the same time,
现场同时每个人都被圣灵击倒
and then the screams of deliverance and the weeping from deep within,
然后他们就很深的从里面开始哭泣然后就好像得了释放
Shame is extraordinarily powerful.
你知道羞愧感是非常强大的一个
day, There was a tremendous deliverance and freedom came.
武器但是那一天我们看到这些孩子很大的被释放
what are some of the sources of shame?
那你说羞愧是从哪里来的呢
Where does it come into our life?
它怎么会进到我们的生命里呢
There are probably three major sources.
我归纳出三个主要的源头
The first one, sadly,
第一个呢
is from our family of origin.
很不幸的常常是来自原生家庭
It's tragic because God intends parents represent him.
你知道很悲剧的原因是因为神原本设立父母是要代表神
and invest in their children,
然后拿来去祝福孩子
and communicate to their children,
然后让孩子知道
that whether they're succeeding or failing, that they are of value to them.
不论孩子到底成功与否但是他们在父母中还是很看
parents fail to honor and value their children,
很被看重可是当父母没有办法做到的时候
or intentionally harm them,
或甚至可能刻意的去伤害他们
them,
然后羞辱他们
the pain affects children all their life.
这个创伤是会一生在他们身上留下伤痕。
I have people coming to me from overseas for ministry.
你知道，我不论去到哪里服事，都有人会来告诉我。
And I have discovered over a number of years now.
来找我，这些年来我也发现。
The primary root issue that we are dealing with all the time.
常常我们在面对最根源的问题。
Is the dishonor of parents.
就是父母亲的羞辱。
Because parents wounded them.And hurt them and shame them.
也因着父母的羞辱，伤了这些的孩子，然后或者用他们的话语上辱骂了他们。
We can place value and invest in our children.
所以你知道，父母我们应该是要带下价值给在孩子身上。
We can build a family culture of honor.
我们应该要在家里面树立起尊荣的文化。
Or by neglect, we can dishonor and devalue.
也或者是如果反过来，我们忽略孩子的时候，就有可能会带下羞辱、羞愧。
Children get affected or dishonored in their family.
那当这个不羞羞愧在我们的家里影响了孩子
neglect, withholding what they need,
可能就是包含你忽略了他们的需要
by rejection,
或者你拒绝了他们
by abandonment,
遗弃了他们
by verbal abuse or sharp words,
或是有言语上的暴力这些羞辱人的话
constant criticism and comparison,
一天到晚批评他们说他们哪里没做好
or by physical and sexual abuse,
也或者是在身体上言语身体上
sadly in our nation,
性方面的暴力但很不幸的
we have people coming in constantly,
我就发现在我们的国家里也常常有人
struggling with shame,
他是带着极大的羞愧来
many of them, the shame is from their family of origin,
然后就发现很多的时候都是因为出于原生家庭的缘故
and some of them is the shame is from their culture.
那也有一些这个羞愧是来自于文化
which controls people by shaming them publicly.
那这个羞愧的文化就是我会在公众好像借由羞辱然后来掌控这个人
A second major source of shame and dishonor
第二个羞愧羞辱的来源
life experiences
可能是来自于生活上的经历
the way others treat us
或者是别人怎么对待你
the way others treat us
别人对待你的方式
so betrayal If you are betrayed in marriage by your spouse,
如果你曾在婚姻里面被配偶背叛
confidence is betrayed,
然后或者是在
financial betrayal,
财务上面被倒债
it shatters your trust,
那这些东西就会伤害你的信任感
and it causes people always to feel like, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me?
有过这样的经历的人，他就会常常想说，是不是我哪里没做好？是不是我有问题
When people are carrying shame,
所以才人家会这样对我。当人们带着羞愧感
they have a belief in their heart, something is wrong with me.
羞愧感在一个 个人的心里面就会让他认为
It must be my fault.
一定是我的错，是我哪里有问题。
That's why children get so affected deeply.
这是为什么羞愧感特别会影响到孩子。
They're very vulnerable.
因为你知道孩子很脆弱。
And they interpret things as being they're responsible.
那孩子常常就会解释，或者他看事情的角度都会觉得是我的责任。
Failure in life can produce enormous shame.
那或者是在生活里面这些。就是失败也可能带来羞愧，在求学过程
，failure to be able to be up to the standard of others，
成绩不好，或是觉得自己没有达到别人的期待
，failure in education，
在教育里面的失败
，failure in relationships，
在关系里面的失败
，personal failure can cause shame to attach to us and make the fear of failure very difficult to get over。
你知道，个人的失败也有可能，好像让这个羞愧感开始来攻击我们，而且这个攻击是你很难逃得出它的魔掌的。贫穷
Poverty is not just about money, it's actually a sense of deep lack.
当我讲到贫穷，我在讲的不是财务上面的拮据，而是一个缺乏感。
Poverty is around people.
你知道，当一个人好像有这个贫穷的灵搅扰
they develop a belief there's not enough for me.
他们里面的那个缺乏，就让他永远相信还不够，还不够。
Constant lack, not enough.
所以常常觉得不足，不够。
People begin to feel shame because of their condition and lack.
在这个常常的缺乏里面的时候，他们里面就会形成一个羞愧感。
Another major source of shame is ridicule.
另外一个常常带来羞愧的源头就是
ridicule by parents.
嘲讽，可能是父母的嘲讽。
Ridicule by family members.
或者是家庭成员的嘲讽。
Ridicule by teachers.
或者是老师们的嘲讽。
Many many people I prayed for.
你知道，很常我为人祷告。
Were humiliated publicly by teachers.
就会发现他们很常是被老师公开侮辱过的。
Instead of being encouraged and learning, they were ridiculed publicly.Dishonored and shamed.
所以老师非但没有在学习的路上面鼓励他们，反而是公开在大家面前嘲笑他们。
It can happen in our workplace. It can happen among our peers.
那这也有可能在我们的工作职场或是同伴间发生。
Injustice can cause people to feel a deep shame.
不公不义也有可能让人里面感到羞愧。
And abuse, sexual abuse or physical abuse, always causes people to feel shame.
任何的挫败，不论是性方面的或是任何的挫败，都会让人的心里面感觉到羞愧。
And the third major cause.
第三个主要的源头
is our own actions and life.
就是可能我们自己有的一些行为。
The Bible tells us sin separates us from God.
圣经里面讲到说，罪使我们与神隔绝。
And the consequence of sin is to bring shame around our life.
那你知道这个最常带来的后果，就让我们里面羞愧。
I want you to think about Adam and Eve.
你跟我一起想亚当夏娃。
They carried glory and honor.
原本他们是承载着神的荣耀。
They represented God and the earth.
他们在这地上就是代表神的。
Adam was the king of the earth.
就是亚当当时你可以说他是地上的王。
So they were given great honor.Great glory.
所以神把很大的荣耀、尊荣都放在他们身上。
But his wife was attacked by Satan.
可是当他的太太被撒旦攻击。
Who once had great honor.
然后原本这个有极大荣耀的。
But lost all his honor.
好像在那一瞬间失去一切荣耀。
Become a vehicle of shame.
然后就在一个很大的羞愧里。
And he hates people.
他开始厌恶人。
Hates God.
然后讨厌神。
And wants to attack you and put shame and rejection on your life.
然后开始尝试碰到谁就是你知道很反攻，然后想要把羞愧加注在人的身上。
Notice what happened when Adam and Eve.
你还记得当他们堕落的时候
？They covered themselves with fig leaves.
他马上就用无花果叶要遮盖自己。
They were no longer comfortable to be open and vulnerable.
他们对于自己的敞开就不再感觉到自在了。
They concealed their identity.
然后把自己的身份隐藏起来。
So when people carry shame,
你知道当一个人在羞愧里
，the shame of sin,
这个可能因着罪的羞愧
，the shame of being separated from God,
觉得自己跟神是隔绝的羞愧
，we tend to hide who we are,
就会开始让我们想要躲藏
，because of fear.
因着里面的恐惧
So Adam and Eve hid from one another.
亚当跟夏娃彼此躲藏
Their marriage was affected.
他们的婚姻受到影响
Their future family was affected.
他们未来的家庭也受影响
Then they hid in the trees.
然后他们还躲在树后
A picture of just busyness.
你可以想象那个
They hid away from connecting with God.
忙碌就是在这个图像
Because coming into the presence of God.
因为他们没有办法来到神的面前
Would make them conscious of their shame.
因为来到神的面前就会让他们又感觉到羞愧
And they were afraid of that.
然后那是他们很害怕的
God is so gentle.
你知道，但神很温柔。
I love the way God dealt with them and restored them.
我好喜欢神面对他们，然后恢复他们的方式。
He asked them three questions.
你还记得吗？神问了三个问题。
The first question is a relationship question.
神问的第一个问题是跟关系有关。
Adam, where are you?
他问亚当你在哪里
？It's not like God didn't know where he was.
你觉得神有可能不知道亚当在哪吗？
He's gone. Send angels out. I'll
find them. 你知道神就是什么都看得到的
神知道，
所以不是神不知道。
This is a question like this.
神在问的到底是什么？
We have been in relationship.
亚当，我们原本关系不是很好。
I value our relationship.
我很看重我跟你的关系。
And now you're avoiding me.
可是你现在在躲避我的面。
I want to invite you to reconnect with me.
亚当，我要邀请你回来跟我重新连接。
Adam, where are you?
亚当，你在哪？
See, that's the heart of God.
你要知道，这就是父神的心意。
It's to build a bridge back to restore us.
神渴望，好像盖一栋桥梁，让我可以跟他重新连接。这是为什么耶稣看神看耶稣。
The second question God asked.
的眼光，那第二个神问的问题是。
After Adam said, "I was afraid because I was naked."
亚当说：“哦，我很害怕，因为我赤身露体。”
He said, "Who told you you were naked?"
他说：“谁告诉你是赤身露体的？”
Who have you been listening to?
你过去都在听谁的话呀？
What voices have you been hearing?
你到底在听谁的声音呢，亚当？
See, this is an influence question.
他在问的是一个影响力的问题。
What is influencing you?
你让什么来影响你？
Shame was talking to him.
原来是羞愧在对你说话吗？
Fear was talking to him.
恐惧在对你说话吗？
Guilt was talking to him.
这个罪疚感在对你说话吗？
Grief was talking to him.
悲伤在对你说话吗？
This is an opportunity for Adam.
但是亚当现在有机会。
To think about what now is influencing him.
神在问的这个问题就让亚当有机
会。Before it was the voice of God.
重新思考是什么在影响他。
Loving him, encouraging him.
是神的声音。
Giving him wisdom,
爱他，给他智慧，教导他。
Now that's been replaced by other voices.
可是现在那个声音被别的东西取代了。
And so he felt the shame.
所以他才会感觉到羞愧。
The third question that Adam was asked.
第三个神问亚当的问题。
And again, the way you see God will affect the way you look at that question.
同样，你怎么看待神也会影响你怎么看这个问题。
Did you eat the fruit of the tree?
你是不是吃了这树上的果子呢？
Well, this is a responsibility question.
他在问的其实是责任归属的问题。
This is what God is doing.
神在做什么？
I want you to front up with me
我要你跟我一起
and take responsibility for what you've done
来检视一下自己到底做了什么然后拿起你该负的责任
Did you eat the fruit of the tree?
做好那你吃了这个果子吗
The answer is very simple
其实问题的答案很简单
Yes, and I'm sorry
对我吃了我很抱歉
But instead
但是亚当没有这么说
Shame caused him to blame
里面的羞愧让亚当开始指责。
When people carry shame in their life,
你知道当一个人生命里面有羞愧的时候
instead of choosing responsibility for their condition,
他们就不会为自己的情况负责任。
Adam blamed Eve,
你就看到亚当就指责夏娃。
That woman you gave me.
然后说哦是你给我那女人。
And Lord, you gave her.
啊拜托主这是你给我的。
This problem is all your problem, not my problem.
你看这个问题，从头到尾都是你啊！你没给我这女人就不会有问题嘛。
And men have been doing that ever since.
然后你知道，就好像就是好像这样讲，就当做他没犯过罪一样。
You understand?
你有懂我在讲的吗
？That he missed his opportunity to put the issue right.
那一天他失去了这个可以把事情导正回来的机会。
Today,
如果今天你的生命没有这样羞愧
，I hope you won't miss the opportunity to deal with it.
今天不要错过这个来面对羞愧的机会。
Okay, let's have a look a little bit further now.
那我们再来看。
So we found the sources of shame.
我们现在知道了羞愧的来源了。
So let me just talk a little bit about it.
那我来更多的跟大家分享。
When people experience being shamed or dishonored,
当人的生命里面经历到羞愧羞辱的时候
it's very painful.
其实是很痛苦的。
It's extremely painful.
是非常痛苦的。
And you need to understand this.
各位你要明白啊。
That whatever you honor, you will attract into your life.
你尊荣的东西，那个东西就更多被你吸引过来。那你不尊荣的东西
，will move away from your life，
会让这个东西远离你的生命。
So when Jesus came to his hometown，
耶稣来到他的本族本乡
，full of the anointing of the Holy Spirit，
他是充满了圣灵的大能
，wanting to heal and deliver and do great miracles，
很渴望要来行神迹奇事。
They dishonored him，
可是呢，他的
because of familiarity，
因为熟悉感而本族本乡而不尊荣他。
Unbelief，
然后他们就因着他们的不信
，he could not do any great thing。
圣经讲说，因着他们的不信。所以他就没办法做成。
Where you are celebrated and honored,
当你是被欢庆尊荣的时候
the best in you comes out.
你知道你里面最好那面就会展现出来。当你被羞辱的时候
and judged and shamed,
或是别人不尊重你批评你的时候
you close up and withdraw and move somewhere else.
你就会把自己给遮盖起来遮蔽起来然后不让别人看到真正的那面。
So I've learned the importance of honor.
所以我就会发现到说这是为什么
and the impact of dishonor.
尊荣是这么样的重要跟羞辱不尊荣会带来结果。
Our nation of New Zealand is a very dishonoring nation.
你知道纽西兰我的家乡
so many great ministries of God that God raised up have gone to other nations
其实是很不尊荣的一个文化这是为什么神在纽西兰做神的工作常常后来都去到别的国家
when people are dishonored
当一个人不被尊荣的时候
they feel hurt by that treatment
他里面甚至被羞辱他里面就会受伤
it can be incredibly painful
而那个伤可能带给他极大的伤痛
and what happens is then we try toWe form ungodly beliefs inside us.
那当你受了很大的伤以后，你就开始有一些不合神的信念系统。
There are a number of lies and beliefs that get into people's heart.
你就会发现人心开始相信一些谎言。
When they've been put to shame,
就是当他受到羞愧的时候，他会相信。
And they're very small.
其实很多人
but they're very powerful.
就是 这套话听起来没什么，可是很有能力。
It's my fault.
你都会说是我的错。
Something's wrong with me.
一定是我这个人有问题。
I must be the problem.
我大概就是问题所在。
I can never do anything right.
我大概什么事都不会做好。
I'm not good enough.
我不够好。
I'm not worthy enough.
啊，我不配得，我不配。
And there's all of these kind of lies get into people.
你就会发现这些谎言一一的进到人心。
Empowered by a spirit of shame.
然后让它里面就是更多的在羞愧里面相信。
And when we have those lies in our heart,
那当我们里面这样相信的时候
，it stops us accessing God.
我们相信这些。
It hinders us.
我们就没有办法来到神的面前。
Pray, you don't feel good enough.
因为你来到神的面前，你总是觉得自己不够好。
But you're not good enough because of anything you did.
可是你也没有办法因着你不是因为你。
We are showing value and acceptance and honor because Christ died for us.
你没有办法靠你做的行为来导证你自己觉得够不够好，是神。
Shame affects our relationship with God.
是因为耶稣他所做的一切。
Our relationship with one another.
我们重新有价值，而神恢复了这个。在我们的生命里面，他面对我们生命里面那些谎言，面对我们认为自己不够好。
And that affects your willingness to step out and take risks and do all kinds of things.
当你觉得自己不够好的时候，你其实是会愿意去做很多其他事情，只为了感觉良好。那其他这个羞愧还会带来什么呢
？How can we get through it?
那我们要怎么样可以脱离羞愧
？What can we do to break out of it?
我们可以怎么样破除掉这些羞愧
？So here's some of the ways that shame and dishonor impact people.
那你就会发现羞辱也好，羞愧也好，怎么影响人呢
？And maybe as I read some of them out,
可能我等一下在读的时候
，you may identify.
或许你会发现
，I've got a painful experience in my life.
哦，原来这些东西就是过去造成伤痛的经历。
I can remember many of the ones I went through.
我好像突然想过自己经历到的这些。
And God has taken me to each one of them to resolve them because they deeply affected me.
我自己在看的时候，我也发现神怎么样带领我很深去医治，因为过去这些也很深影响我。
When we're dishonored by people,
当我们被人错。错待不尊容
Either repeatedly or in a very dramatic way,
不论那个人的不尊容可能是一直长期的
Here's some of the things that happen to us.
或是很戏剧化我们就会发现它发生什么事呢
Because we get hurt,
因为我们受伤了
We become angry and bitter.
我们开始会苦读有怒气
Unless we resolve to being dishonored,
除非我们去解决那个不被尊容的问题
It has a lasting effect.
那它就会一直在我们身上影响我们
I've had to pray for many pastors,
我甚至要为很多的牧师祷告
who were failed in their ministry.
因为他们可能在事工里面失败。
And when I asked or sought to find out what is the cause of this,
跌倒，然后当我去慢慢挖深，找到源头。
Some this is what I discovered.
我就发现
，without exception,
你知道基本上没有例外。
They had been dishonored,
就是他们的跌倒
，devalued,
可能跟他们不被尊荣
，their sacrifice and commitment and what they had done was dishonored.
就是即便他们付上很大代价，可是没有被看重
，just neglected to appreciate them.
然后就是。基本上，他所服侍的这些
Let them struggling financially,
会有没有尊荣他们
struggling every day to overcome the lack of gratitude,
也或者是他们可能在财务上面很挣扎，然后好像很努力去做到些什么
shame and dishonor,
那这种不尊荣
business which sabotaged their life and ministry,
跟羞愧就在他们里面形成了苦毒，然后最后毒害到他们的服侍
I prayed for multitudes of people,
我也常常为人祷告
that had been in a church and left it.
那他们可能来到教会又离开
And many times,
很多的时候
the issue they said that caused them the problem,
就会发现到真正造成问题的
was they felt used and dishonored.
其实是因为他们觉得自己被利用然后没有被尊荣
So we've had to teach people how to overcome this kind of thing.
我们必须要教导弟兄姐妹怎么样去胜过这些东西
I have made a decision,
我就做了一个决定
I will never let what someone else doesChange the course of my life.
我绝对不会让别人的所作所为改变我人生的方向跟轨迹。
Number one,
第一个
after we get hurt, demonic spirits come to torment.
当我们受伤了以后，这个邪灵就会来搅扰。
Two, because we've been hurt and dishonored.
也因为我们不被尊荣，然后受伤了。
We begin to focus on ourselves.
我们开始自我专注。
We become easily offended.
然后专注在自己身上就很容易受，很容易被
Constantly conscious about ourselves.
很容易被冒犯，因为你想的都是自己。
Thirdly,
第三
when people have been dishonored,
当人不被尊荣了
strive and work very hard to establish their value.
他们就会很努力，是过度努力的，想要重建自己的价值感。
Now, working hard is very good.
努力本身没有问题、啊。
Working hard is godly.
努力也是合神心意的。
We should work hard if we want to prosper.
可是你知道，就是我们努力，这是我们就是得昌盛，这不是我在讲的努力。
I'm talking about being driven where you can't stop.
我在讲的是那种好像你基本上停不下来的那种，你没有办法停下来。
Because the success outside cannot heal the pain inside.
因为光是靠外在的行为是没有办法医治内在的伤痛。
How much success is needed to heal the pain.
你说到底要多成功，你的伤才能够得医治呢？
You have to deal with the pain.
不可能的，你必须要面对伤痛。
Deal with the shame and dishonor.
然后让这个被羞辱。
So what you do, you can be rested in it.
得了医治以后，你才能够。
Instead of being burdened and burnt out by it.
知道你所做的事情不是一个负担，好像加诸在你身上，而是我是出于尊荣而做。我发现一个人精疲力竭的时候
It's because they just didn't balance their life.
常常就是因为他们生命里面好像失
去了平衡。And they didn't balance their life.
他们的失去平衡。
Because they're trying to prove they're good enough.
都是因为他极度的想要证明自己够好够努力。
Another area.
另外一个领域。
Is when people carry shame and dishonor.
当一个人生命里面有羞愧的时候。
They tend to conceal who they are.
他们就会向人隐藏真实的自己。
They build a facade.
因为他们觉得。
And of course their relationships are shallow because no one really meets them.
因为他们没有办法真正跟人建立关系，因为他们里面觉得不想让人看。
They don't say what they need.
他们跟人的关系都是很肤浅的。
They don't say what they don't want.
他们不会说自己的需求，也不会说不想要什么。
They don't set boundaries well.
然后他们也不会设下立好的界限。
Because there's a drivenness to receive honor and be valued.
为什么都是他们出于一直想要得到别人的尊重尊荣
？Often this leads to very poor communication and marriage.
那后来你就会发现，在婚姻里面，他们不懂得沟通。
Instead of people saying what they need or what they want, they just indirect.
因为他们无法真实讲出自己的需要需求，他总是讲得很委婉，然后你就是要很努力去知道他到底在说什么。
Often when people are being dishonored and shamed,
很多当人被不被尊荣以后
，because of bitterness,
因着他们的苦毒
，they kind of expect people will treat them badly.
他们会一直期待着别人都是错待他们的。
Carry that into your marriage,
那如果你是这样子进到婚姻里
，undermine your marriage.
你其实是会毁掉婚姻的。
The lack of good communication,
因为你就会发现沟通很不好
，the lack of boundaries,
然后你的这个界限也不好
，focus on yourself.
然后或者是你觉得什么专注都在自己身
上 the impact of shame and the bitterness defiles the marriage.
你就会发现这个羞愧苦毒的影响是会危害到婚姻
I found when I've had people come for counseling.
所以你知道常我在咨商辅导人的时候
She said that's his fault, he does this, he does that.
你就会听到都指着对方都是他的错 然后到现在另外一半就是
Her fault, she's this,
都是他
But what they need to do
其实他们真正需要做的
is faceGetting their personal life ordered with God.
是面对自己的生命跟神建立好正确的关系。
I had a Bible study with a group of men.
有一次我有个弟兄研经会。
And I said, I want you to read Ephesians 5.
我们来读以弗所书五章。
And come back with what God spoke to you out of Ephesians 5.
然后我说回去读，然后来告诉我说神透过以弗所书五章对你说。
So we had our breakfast meeting.
然后我们就是大家分组。
Start the Bible study.
然后就开始读。
Okay, what verse has God been quickening to you?
然后就哇，神很快让你想到哪一节经文啊
？And the first one came up. Here it is.
第一个讲说
，Wives submit to your husbands.
妻子要顺服你的丈夫。
I said, "Oh, that's interesting. Okay, what about the next one?"
我说还不错。那下一个人呢
？Wives submit to your husband.
我也是看到这个妻子要顺服丈夫。
Wow, both of you, same verse.
哇，两个弟兄都同一节经文领受。
Third one, what verse?
第三个呢
？Well, wives submit to your husband.
然后第三个人说，妻子必须要顺服你的丈夫。
I said nothing.
我什么都没说，我最后还就闭嘴了。
I listened to them all.
我就听每一个弟兄分享。
I said, "Well, we're all got unity here today."
我说，哇，你看，真是好合一啊，弟兄们，好合一。
I said.Obviously, all of you have got a problem in your marriage.
我说，看来你们在婚姻里面都面临到很大的问题哦。
And the problem's not your wife.
那个问题，我告诉你，不是你这。
I said, all of you came up with the same verse.
你们都看到同一节经文。
What is the first word?
那到底这节经文第一个什么？前面在说什么
？Wives.
他说
，Who's it talking to?
他在对谁说呢
？It talking to wives.
如果他讲的是妻子，他就告诉妻子。那请问一下弟兄，
你们是 you're a husband.
不是，你们是做丈夫的。
This is not for you, that verse.
讲妻子顺服。
This is not for you at all.
你们根本不该。
The verse is for your wife.
这是你妻子要看的。
You don't even need to read that verse.
你不需要读这些经文。
Because it's for your wife.
因为那是你妻子。
Let her read it.
他们已经看过了。
Let God talk with her.
让神对他们说话。
You should have been reading the other verse.
你们应该看那个对丈夫说的。
The one that starts like this.
这讲什么
？Husband.
丈夫。
Husband.
丈夫。
Love your wife.
要爱你的太太，爱你的妻子。
If you would do that verse,
如果你先爱好妻子
just do that verse,
那你就是先做。
Your marriage would change.
我告诉你的婚姻就会改变了。
You can't make her change.
就是你不能改变你的另一半。
You need to change.
是你需要先改变。
You need to do what you're not doing.
你需要先不做过去你在做。
Love your wife,
然后爱你的太太。
And serve your wife, and honor your wife.
尊荣你的太太。
That's what the Bible tells to do.
圣经不就是这么对丈夫说的吗
？In 1 Peter, husbands.Honor your wife.
也是告诉妻子说要尊荣，告诉丈夫尊荣妻子。
Why does God tell men they must honor their wives?
神为什么叫丈夫要尊荣妻子
？They forget to do it.
因为丈夫常常没做到。
Do it.
做就对了。
Do it. Honor her.
做就对了，弟兄们。
Treat her with value.
就会改变你这个价值。
And then God adds a little bite on the end.
然后神就还加了一点。
Otherwise, your prayer's hindered. I won't listen to you.
就是因为你要，你没有这样做的话，大家是听不懂的，所以我必须这样告诉他们。
Honor is very, very important issue.
尊荣对神来说是非常重要的。
The lack of it can be devastating.
当你就是没有尊荣的时候，是会带下伤害。
So we have made an effort in our family and marriage.
我们必须要在婚姻、在家庭里面
to build a culture of honor.
树立起一个尊荣的文化。
Valuing the members of our family by speaking words of value, honoring them and their birthday and other times of the year.
透过我们的话语去尊荣他们，然后尊荣我们在家庭里面每一位成员。
I even had one of my son-in-laws.
我甚至有一个女婿。
When he came to our family,
如果他来到我们家
，and it was his birthday,
就是如果是他
or someone else's birthday,
或者某一个人庆生
，and he saw the honor,
然后他就看到我们这个尊荣。
He said, "Can I have my birthday here?"
他就说，我可不可以来你们家过生日
？I said, "Yeah, of course you can. We'd love to have a birthday."
我们很喜欢你一起来跟我们庆生。
Can I bring my parents too?
他说，我可不可以把我爸妈也一起带来庆生
？I said, "Yeah, of course you can bring your parents."
我说，可以。
He wanted them to be in the environment where honor is given.
看到尊荣在我们当中流转。
Because he had never heard them say they valued him and were proud of him.
因为他以前从来没有听过他的父母对他说，我们看重你，我们以你为荣。
So sad.
我告诉你，这个很遗憾。
And so they came.
所以后来他们父母来。
And there's been a shift in their family.
然后他们的家里面也改变了，完全的氛围改变。
See, honor is important.
尊荣真的是很重要。
You need to express it.
你需要表达出来。
If people have been covered with shame.
特别是面对到那些在羞愧感里的人
，They're really struggling to be honored themselves, and they haven't got much left to give over.
就是基本上要尊荣自己都已经很难，就更不用讲去尊荣别人。
So, not only that, when we have shame in our life,
当我们生命里面有羞愧的时候
，We look for ways to feel better.
我们常常会想要找那种自我感觉良好的方式。
We attach to things that become destructive.
那你就会发现，你讲话都开始有
drugs,
就是有一些
pornography,
毁灭性的，可能你会用。找那些什么酒精、
Even、
毒品、色情影片，或者是在教会服事，也成为一个手段。
People are drawn to where they can feel better.
因为你知道，就是哪里会让他感觉良好，他就被那个吸引。
Instead of dealing with the root issue, which is the shame.
所以他们反而没有去面对那个真正的羞愧议题。
How can we deal with the roots of shame?
我们到底要怎么面对这个羞愧议题
？How can we deal with that?
我们可以怎么样来面对它呢
？Well, let me share with you some simple steps.
我跟你分享一些简单的步骤。
I think the first thing to understand.
我想第一个你要了解。
Is that when Jesus died on the cross?
当耶稣死在十架上
，He carried our shame.
他就已经把我们的羞愧都带走了。
When people hear about the cross,
当人们听到十架
，mostly they hear about the physical pain of what was done to Jesus.
常常我们会想到的是耶稣身上所经历到的这些伤痛。
What they don't understand,
可是他们不明白的是
，that in that culture,
在当时的文化里
，there's lots of ways they could hurt people and torture them.
叫虐这个。击杀人或者是对待人有不同的方式。
Crucifixion was the Roman way.
可是呢，罗马
taking away honor and bringing shame into a person's
帝国是用钉十字架来夺走一个人的羞愧。你可以说让一个人彻底蒙羞，就是钉他十字架。
Every step of the process that Jesus went through, a little bit of honor is taken off him and shame is put on him.
耶稣上十架前所经历的每一步，都是慢慢的一点一滴羞愧被夺走。他们把他的头
，They beat his head，
就是他。盖起来，然后又毒打他，然后指责他。
They stripped him naked in front of all the soldiers.
然后剥光他的衣服，让他在士兵的面前。
They put a robe on him.
然后把一个外袍穿在他身上。
Then bowed down. They put a crown on him.
然后呢，又这个戴上这个荆棘做的冠冕，然后放在他头上。
They were ridiculing him.
然后大家一起嘲笑他。
They whipped him with these terrible whips.
然后用这些很可怕的方式对待他。
Cut him right open.
然后你知道把他的肋旁切开。
But what you don't realize is that not only is that shaming him.
你知道这些东西不光是要羞辱他。
But it causes the bowels to discharge because of trauma, and he would mess himself.
就是希望借由这样的方式，好像毁掉他这个人。
Horrendous dishonor and shaming.
所以是极度的不尊荣跟羞辱他。
And he did it for you.
然后，但是他承受这一切，
so、you could be free from dishonor and shame.
是为了你不再受到羞愧、羞辱的影响。
Nailed him onto a cross.
他把这些钉在十字架上。
Not just somewhere private.
你知道，不是在私下。
But next to the main road into Jerusalem.
而是在通往耶路撒冷的大马路上。
So everyone coming there.
意思是每一次去到
could see him.
耶路撒冷都会看到他。
Naked on the cross.
光身体在十字架上。
Bowels released.
然后呢，就完全的在那里受羞辱。然后。进到这个罗马帝国
publicly traumatized and shamed.
是极度的被羞辱，然后受创伤。
See, he did this Because he understood people are hurt by dishonor and shame. And he wants to free us. He invites us to have the honor that's on him. When he died on the cross, they publicly ridiculed Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
被羞辱说，哦，耶路撒冷的王，这个犹撒，拿撒勒人耶稣，他们是在嘲笑他。
If you're the king of the Jews, prove it. Come down off the cross.
你说你是犹太人的王，你来证明你下来啊。
He took our shame.
但是他把我们的羞辱。
So you can come to the cross.
承在他的身上。
Come to Jesus.
好像我们可以来到耶稣十架前。
And number one, he understands your pain.
第一个，你要知道耶稣完全明白你的伤痛。
And number two, he's taken the power of it away at the cross.
第二个，他把这个羞辱的能力从十架上夺走。
We can bring to him all the dishonor, all the shame, how it's impacted us, and expect him to set us free. How do we do that? We first need to come to him and acknowledge we're carrying dishonor and grief in our heart.
And that
it's affecting our
lives.
We need to acknowledge our condition. We need to bring our shame and pain and grief to him. He's the God who heals the broken heart. He heals what we bring to him. So bring your grief, bring the pain.
Sit down at home
privately and write out what happened and how it's affected you. Weep over it and give it to him. Give him that shame and dishonor. If you've got addicted to something to comfort the pain, repent of it.
If the cause
of the shame and pain has been people, who was it? What did they do? Forgive them, release them. Don't let what someone did years ago continue to affect the decisions in your life.
因为你知道，如果你没有这么做，你就会发现那个人，即便是几年前做的事情，直到如今都还是会影响你。可是当你来到耶稣面前，然后当他医治你伤痛，我们把这些
We break or repent of any bitterness we've developed. And then we need to do something. We need to meditate in the Word of God. I just found it so helpful. Luke chapter 15 and verse 19.
With
the prodigal son returns to his father. And I have memorized the verse, meditated on the verse, because it's a picture of a man in total shame. He's fallen so low. He's fighting with pigs for food. And that young man coming to his father. How will his father treat him? And the father saw him while he's a long way off. He was looking for him. God came looking for Adam. He's looking for you. He's looking to heal you. He's not coming to be angry with you and judge you. He understands you and wants to heal
you.
The father saw him. He didn't get angry. Scold him. He was moved with compassion. He felt the son's grief and pain. And he'd already forgiven him. The father ran to the son.
老父奔向孩子,
to get to him before everyone could meet him and reject him.
为了就是不要有其他的村民, 然后先来拒绝他,
he hugged him.
然后抱住他,
in spite of all the smell and the filth.
你知道即便他身上有猪圈的气味,
he
他不在乎,
held onto him.
他紧紧地抱着儿子,
and hugged him.
然后就抱着他,
and wept over him.
然后他就
And then restored him.
亲吻,
See, Jesus wants you to understand that is the heart of God. He's not overwhelmed by things you've done or have been done to you. He's overwhelmed by desire to set you free. Let me just share one more thing. I was in Indonesia.
我去到印尼,
And I was in a meeting.
然后在一个聚会里
and there was a young man shared a testimony.
有一个年轻人就分享他生命的见证。
How his father hated him.
他讲到说他的父亲很恨他，咒诅他。
Told him you should never have been born.
然后讲说你根本连出生都不应该。
You're a burden to us.
你是我们家里的负担。
Which is horrible word curses and shaming his son.
你可以想象一个儿子听到这些话是多么的受伤。
The son was very deeply hurt.
所以这个孩子很深的受伤。
And then when he became older, he was forced to leave.
然后他甚至被逼赶出家门。
An older man took him under his wing and got involved in a homosexual relationship with him.
那有一个老年纪比较大人收留他，可是就性侵犯他。
And he was defiled over a period of time.
所以那个人好像是某一段时间做了他的父亲。
Then someone led him to Christ.
可是后来有人带领他。
Gave up the homosexual sin.
信主，然后为自己同性的罪
悔改。And now he shared his testimony.
然后现在来分享他的见证。
And the Lord spoke to me.
主就对我说。
He said, "I want you to hug him."
主就是要我去抱那个年轻人。
To give him something he's never had.
让他经历他从未经历过。
The love of a father.
一个父亲来的爱。
With no agenda.
没有任何其他的用意，就是这样。
And the young man, I called the young man up.
我就叫那个人来。
I thanked him for sharing his testimony.
我说谢谢你分享你的见证。
I said that was very courageous of you.
我说你真的很勇敢。
To share something so personal.And which had been so defiling for you.
来分享一个这么个人化，而且可能是过去对你来说很不堪的回忆。
Thank you for sharing.
可是谢谢你的分享。
So I honored him.
我尊荣他。
And then the next thing I did.
接着我怎么做？
I said the Lord spoke to me to hug you.
我就说主要我来抱你一下。
That what you've been missing in your life.
这个是你过去都没有经历过的。
Has been to be valued.
这让他过去觉得自己没有价值。
And he said, okay.
他说好。
And so I put my arms around him and
held on to him. 我就把我的手这样抱着他。
It was like hugging a tree, a piece of wood.
感觉像是抱一块木头啊，坚持不动。
He had walls inside.
就是他里面好像还是竖起的墙。
And I held him.
我就抱着他。
And I began to meditate in that scripture of the prodigal son.
我就开始默想浪子回头那个经文。
And I prayed for the Lord for love to flow and touch him.
我就祷告说主啊，愿你的爱透过我涌流在他身上。
It was a little awkward because there's nothing happening.
一开始有点尴尬，因为他就你知道像块木头。
And then suddenly it was like a wall broke.
可是突然好像那个墙就裂开了一样。
And he just literally I had to hold him up.
然后你知道到个地步他快站不住，我是要抓着他，因为他就是你知道倒在我身上。
And began to sob.
然后开始哭泣。
And sob.
一直哭。一直哭。
As all the dishonor and the shame.Came up to the surface.
好像所有的羞愧、羞辱都透着眼泪流出来了。神的爱
was bigger than anything that he'd ever done.
比过去他所做过的一切都还要来得大。
Anything done to him.
也比一切在他身上的作为都还大。
Felt the love of God.
当他经历到神的爱
he sobbed for about 2 minutes.
你知道他就是这样哭泣大概两分钟。后来他停下来。
And I prayed and he got massive deliverance.
我就祷告，然后经历到很大的释放。
This is what God is like.
我告诉你，神就是像这样。
Maybe you haven't seen that before.
可能你过去没有这样子看过他。
But He loves you.
可是你要知道，神很爱你。
He understands you.
他懂你。
And His question, if you're not walking near Him,
但问题是，如果你没有在他里面
is Adam, where are you?
就好像他今天也在问你，亚当在哪里
？What have you been listening to?
你过去都在听谁的话
？Who have you been listening to?
你一直在听谁的话呢
？And will you make?The step to be responsible to repair this damage.
你今天愿不愿意负起你该负的责任，走出那一步来开始悔改
？Just to close your eyes right now, get the worship
team
back up.
我们闭上我们的眼睛，我们邀请敬拜团上来。
We have an opportunity for people to encounter the Lord.
今天你有机会来遇见神。
I can feel His presence here very strongly.
我很强烈的感受到神的同在在这里。
God loves people.
神很爱人。
I have meditated in that scripture so often.
你知道我很常在默想那些经文。
And I can remember when I meditated in it.
我记得当我在默想的时候。
I didn't feel anything.
我一开始什么感觉都没有。
I just felt resistant to it.
我甚至一开始有点抗拒。
Because there was a lie in my heart.
因为在我的心里也相信了一个谎言。
You're not good enough.
认为自己不够好。
You're the problem.
告诉我说，你就是问题啊
There's something wrong with you.
一定是你哪里出了错。
Nothing you do is ever good enough.
你做的一切都不够好。
So the lies in my heart of shame.
你知道这个在我里面的谎言就带下了羞愧。
We're resisting receiving.
让我里面抗拒，没有办法领受。
So I broke my agreement.
但是我破除了我的同意。
And I began to meditate.
然后我开始去默想。
One day, as I started to meditate,
有一天当我在默想的时候
to imagine that I'm that son,
我就想象我就是小儿子
and how God would welcome me,
然后我会想象神怎么欢迎我
and for the first time,
那是我第一次
as I meditated,
当我在默想的时候
I saw the eyes of God.
我看到父神的眼神。
The eyes of Jesus, full of compassion.
耶稣的眼睛充满了怜悯。
No, you know when you look at people, you can tell if they're judging you.
你知道，其实你看人，你有时候从他眼神。
You can see it in their eyes.
你就看出来他有没有在论断你。
I saw his eyes were so kind.
可是我看到耶稣的眼神充满了恩慈。
Gentle.
非常的温柔。
Understanding.
他懂我。
Caring for me.
他在乎我。
I began to weep.Weep,
那个当下
weep,
我一直忍不住泪水的哭泣
as I felt God's love,
因为当我感受到神的爱
I felt him put his arms around me,
我感觉到他的手好像环抱在我身上
and he said to me, I love
他对我说
you.
我好爱你
I've always loved you,
我一直都爱你
you are special to me,
你对我来说很特别
God heals the broken hearts,
到神能够医治我们破碎的心能够捆绑一切
and sets us free.
对我们说出的话语然后使我们得罪以前我也是在羞愧里面
dishonor,
羞辱里面挣扎
grief,
有一些的痛苦
because of something in your family,
可能因着在你的家庭里面的事
because of something that people have done to you in life,
可能因为人在你生命里面做的作为
because of things you've done,
也或者是因着你自己的做事
don't walk out today,
今天
without putting it right with God,
在你离开前来跟神
come to the cross,
恢复你们的关系吧
come to Jesus,
来到十字架来到耶稣面前
let go your burden to him,
把你的重担交托给他
specifically,
你特别来告诉他你要交托给他的是什么好让你在心里面可以领受自由